Not as much in your life as old Spencer did. You never knew if he was nodding a lot because he was thinking at all, or just because he was a nice old guy that didn't know his ass from his elbow.
What did Dr. Thurmer say to you, boy? I understand you had quite a little chat.
Yes, we did. We really did. I was in his office for around 2 hours, I guess.
What did he say to you?
Oh, well, about life being a game and all, and how you should play it according to the rules. He was pretty nice about it. I mean, he didn't hit the ceiling or anything. He just kept talking about life being a game and all, you know.
Life is a game, boy. Life is a game that one plays according to the rules.
Yes, sir. I know it is. I know it. Game my ass. Some game. If you get on the side where all the hot shots are, then it's a game, all right. I'll admit that. But if you get on the other side where there aren't any hot shots, then what's a game about it? Nothing. No game.
Has Dr. Thurmer written to your parents yet? Old Spencer asked me.
He said he was going to write them Monday.
Have you yourself communicated with them?
No, sir, I haven't communicated with them because I'll probably see them Wednesday night when I get home.
And how do you think they'll take the news?
Well, they'll be pretty irritated about it, I said. They really will. This is about the fourth school I've gone to. I shook my head. I shake my head quite a lot.
Boy, I said.
I also say boy quite a lot, partly because I have a lousy vocabulary, and partly because I act quite young for my age sometimes. I was 16 then, and I'm 17 now, and sometimes I act like I'm about 13. It's really ironical, because I'm 6'2½", and I have gray hair. I really do. The one side of my head, the right side, is full of millions of gray hairs. I've had them ever since I was a kid. And yet I still act sometimes like I was only about 12. Everybody says that, especially my father. It's partly true, too, but it isn't all true. People always think something's all true. I don't give a damn, except that I get bored sometimes when people tell me to act my age. Sometimes I act a lot older than I am. I really do. But people never notice it. People never notice anything. Old Spencer started nodding again. He also started picking his nose. He made out like he was only pinching it, but he was really getting the old thumb right in there. I guess he thought it was all right to do because it was only me that was in the room. I didn't care, except that it's pretty disgusting to watch somebody pick their nose. Then he said,
I had the privilege of meeting your mother and dad when they had their little chat with Dr. Thurmer some weeks ago. They're grand people.
Yes, they are. They're very nice. Grand. There's a word I really hate. It's a phony. I could puke every time I hear it. Then, all of a sudden, old Spencer looked like he had something very good, something sharp as a tack, to say to me. He sat up more in his chair and sort of moved around. It was a false alarm, though. All he did was lift the Atlantic Monthly off his lap and try to chuck it on the bed next to me. He missed. It was only about 2 inches away, but he missed anyway. I got up and picked it up and put it down on the bed. All of a sudden, then, I wanted to get the hell out of the room. I could feel a terrific lecture coming on. I didn't mind the idea so much. But I didn't feel like being lectured to and smell Vic's nose drops and look at old Spencer in his pajamas and bathrobe all at the same time. I really didn't. It started all right.
What's the matter with you, boy? Old Spencer said.
He said it pretty tough, too, for him.
How many subjects did you carry this term?
5, sir.
5? And how many are you failing in?
4. I moved my ass a little bit on the bed. It was the hardest bed I ever sat on. I passed English all right, I said, because I had all that Beowulf and Lord Randall my son stuff when I was at the Wooten School. I mean, I didn't have to do any work in English at all, hardly, except write compositions once in a while. He wasn't even listening. He hardly ever listened to you when you said something.
I flunked you in history because you knew absolutely nothing.
I know that, sir. Boy, I know it. You couldn't help it.
Absolutely nothing, he said over again.
That's something that drives me crazy, when people say something twice that way after you admit it the first time. Then he said it three times.
But absolutely nothing. I doubt very much if you opened your textbook even once the whole term. Did you? Tell the truth, boy.
Well, I sort of glanced through it a couple of times, I told him. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. He was mad about history.
You glanced through it, eh?
He said, very sarcastic.
Your exam paper is over there on top of my chiffonier, on top of the pile. Bring it here, please.
It was a very dirty trick, but I went over and brought it over to him. I didn't have any alternative or anything. And I sat down on his cement bed again. Boy, you can't imagine how sorry I was getting that I'd stopped by to say goodbye to him. He started handling my exam paper like it was a turd or something.
We studied the Egyptians from November 4th to December 2nd, he said. You chose to write about them for the optional essay question. Would you care to hear what you had to say?
No, sir, not very much, I said. He read it anyway, though. You can't stop a teacher when they want to do something. They just do it.
The Egyptians were an ancient race of Caucasians residing in one of the northern sections of Africa. The latter, as we all know, is the largest continent in the Eastern Hemisphere.
I had to sit there and listen to that crap. It certainly was a dirty trick.
The Egyptians are extremely interesting to us today.